Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Well, let's see what we're going to talk about today. How about jobs, working? How hectic it is for many of you. How many of you are in a job you don't like, despise? Can't wait to get yourself out of it. I get it. I'm one person that I hate to work. Especially when I got fired of all my jobs. I guess I'm just a rebel. I can't not see crap and not do anything about it. And not saying that I liked every job that I had, because I really didn't. Working, as you call for the man, makes it difficult because you're working to make that company or that place richer, making money for these people. Sometimes they drag you and take advantage, use you, and that's the times that you get angry, upset, or somebody gets fired, and before you know, you're doing that person's job. So not only are you doing your job, but you're doing somebody else's job. So if it was complicated before, now it's more difficult than ever. And many times you don't find the job that you're looking for, and you have to settle for what comes because you have bills and you have responsibility. And that I get to really understand. So how do we deal with these issues, these changes that comes? The way first to deal with it is to accept the fact that you're in a job that you don't want to be. You're in a job that you just don't like. Or maybe the people around you you just don't like, or your boss. Sometimes people forget the word compassion. They get so involved into their work that they forgot what it was to be human. Some of them feel that if they got treated the way they did, then it's okay to treat someone else that way. Again, we forgot what humanity was all about. But also what we forgot is to learn how to stand up for ourselves and say the things that we need to say in a very respectable way. Like saying, you know, I want to share something with you that bothers me. And what bothers me is that I didn't like the fact that you talked to me the way you did in front of other employers. Or I didn't like when I was in your office in the form of way that you talked. All of us deserve respect. We're not children, supposedly, and we should not be treated as children. We should be treated as the adults that we are. And yes, do we make mistakes in our jobs? Absolutely, we make mistakes. Not because you choose to. It happens. You could have had a bad day. You're not all there. You're worried about something. So mistakes happen, not because you wanted to, because it just happens. But I've always said to my students, there's always a way to get your word across by letting people know how you feel in a respectable way, of course. We are all human. you feel things that you feel uncomfortable with, that you don't like. And if you actually believe that you are doing your job to the best of your ability, and you are treated with disrespect, then you need to stand up for yourself. You are all a slave to this system, because it tells you to what time you gotta get up in the morning to work, when you finish. And probably some of you work overtime because there's a lot to do and you're only one person. And it is difficult, especially if you have a family that you need to spend time with. And your job doesn't give you such a time, because you're afraid that you're going to lose your job. So the best way is to take the abuse. And everything in life is important. And even, of course, your job. What I'm asking you is to stand up and say, okay, I need this job. I get it. But at the same time, I don't need for you to talk to me the way you do, disrespect me, abuse me, take advantage of me. No, that didn't come with my contract. And it's unfair. And if somebody treated you like that, why would you treat somebody else like that? Knowing how you felt when it was done to you. It's like anything else. Somehow, somewhere, the cycle has to break. Just like there is a lot of children that are, or kids that are graduating from college and they don't find the job that they want, so they have to settle for something else. And that discourages them for what they want, for what they went in for in the beginning. As I see the system is about failure. It wants you to fail. But you have to go above that and see things for what they are. If you don't like a job, why are you still working? Look for another. If you feel that where you're working, nowhere else is going to pay you what you're making, then you have to make rules for yourself. And you have to let the people know you work for that certain things are not acceptable, so that it can be easier on you to deal with that job that you're in. We can make things better. Well, you can make things better in a very respectable way. But when you're afraid, you don't get to see the options you have. Because the one that's bullying you is your boss. And you're an adult now. And you can handle your situation by expressing it. And of course, I don't believe in violence. And I don't believe that you have to use words that are not acceptable. Use words that make sense. Like, it's not necessary for you to talk to me that way. And I want to know why you feel that you should. What have I done that has given you to accept the way you talk to me? What is it that I've done that I've allowed you to speak to me that way? I would like to know. And in those ways that you express yourself, you'll get an answer. You know, we all say we're men and we're women. But it takes a circle to make a man, and it takes a circle to make a woman. And that's part of that circle. It's learning how to stand up and speak for yourself. Because if you don't, then you're going to dislike your job even more and more and more and more. Then you're going to bring that misery outside your job, inside your home, family. And it's not worth it. And maybe you'll say, well, I can talk to my boss like that, but my boss doesn't listen. Well, then I would say, take it higher up. There's always a positive solution to fix a problem. Everyone works to survive, to pay for your bills, for whatever your wife or husband needs, for whatever your children need. That's what you work for, or for whatever you need. But it doesn't give anybody the right to disrespect you as a human being, or treat you a certain way, neither. No one has that right. We do things because we need to. You have to work. You go to college because you want to dedicate yourself in something that you love doing. But it doesn't mean that you should be treated any less. I mean, if you're a person that comes to home to work late, you're a person that's hardly working, you're a lazy worker, then I can understand the way that you might be treated because you opened that door. But if that's not the case, then you should not be treated disrespectful. It's not right at all. And it's not necessary either. So I get it if you're in a job you don't like. I get it because it pays your bills. But find something else that you choose, or I mean, not that you choose, but that you like to work, like to do. And let me tell you something that released a lot of the attention of within your mind, is that finding something else outside of work that you enjoy doing, that you love doing, that would help so much being in a place from 9 to 5 you don't like. Is that possible? Yes, it is. Let's say you're a person who loves playing tennis, who loves to go to the gym, who likes art, who likes to write, who likes to do whatever you love to enjoy doing that is positive. Put your energy there too, because it smooths, it makes things easier for you to deal from 9 to 5.
It really does. But the most important thing is to accept your situation and embrace it. And in that job, learn what you do like to do and learn what you don't like to do. And say that you're doing it because it pays bills. But don't go crazy over it. Don't break your brains over it. It's not worth it. And accept that it is what it is. And when you do these things, it becomes easier for you to handle. And you look at things so differently. You don't look at it with anger, frustration. You know, it's like a mother who's not, can't be a mother. What can you do? She's not fit to be a mother. So either she tries to do the best she can, so she just walks away. I'm, you know, this is like, I'm using this as an example, but what kind of example, right? But I use this example because it's deep. And we are human beings that are very deep people. But it's true. There are mothers that are mothers and there are mothers that are not. There are mothers that are not, but they try, and there are mothers that walk away. And that's a job that a parent, a mother has, to be responsible. It's not an easy job to be a mother, a parent. It's just not. And working out there, it's not easy neither, especially when we don't want to be there. And I get that. And sometimes we feel we know more than the boss or the people around us. And I get that too. But sometimes, unfortunately, you're not going to get people to hear you, not even your boss. There's so much ego and pride in that world that it blinds a lot of people. And they can't see no further than what they can throw. So you're the one that needs to stand out on your own. Of course, I'm not saying to accept everything. I'm not saying that neither. But I'm saying that if you're in that situation, know how to take the burden out of you. Find ways to take that burden out of you. Meaning, if you feel pressure, let that person know. Do not be afraid to tell that person that you're giving me more than right now that I can handle. And if you want me to do this job right, and you're piling more work on me, it's not going to happen. It's just not. Or you talking to me the way you do, it's not going to make me work any faster. You see, people have to know how you feel. And if you don't share how you feel, then you'll never know what could have been. Because you didn't give yourself that opportunity. And majority of us have a problem of saying what we feel because we think that is our weakness and it'll make us awkward. And it won't. When you share how you feel towards anything, to anybody, that is your strength. How that person chooses to take that information has nothing to do with you, and it really doesn't. What's important is that you were willing to give that information. And if that person gets upset at you and gets angry at you, then you get to realize that the problem has never been you. The problem is that person who carries so much anger, so much frustration, so much stress, that they can't see beyond themselves. And what would you do in a situation like that? Then I would have to say, then I need to take responsibility. And what do I mean by that? But I'm going to do the job, but now I'm going to do it to my abilities. And if he or she comes and say, this is due, has been, and you haven't returned it, my answer to that person was, well, if you keep putting more paperwork or more things on me, then you're not going to get it when you want it. In a respectable way. But when you break yourself into pieces to make those deadlines by staying overtime, by having sleepless nights, by making your family aggravated, it's not worth it. Then they're going to continue putting more things on your desk because you show them that you can do it. But they have no idea what it cost you to make it happen. And that you have to take responsibility for. I find that the majority of the people in this system have been overworked. Because there are so many cuts, so many people getting fired, so many people not being hired, that they put so much load on another human being. And they feel that this human being has to take this abuse because, number one, they're getting paid for it. Number two, they can afford to leave. But you know, it's not about leaving. It's about the respect. Because you can do more for them if they've respected you. Or they didn't take advantage of you or try to use you. But unfortunately, that's not the way the system works. No different than you get these cases that you see these social workers was not on top of a case and a child died. And the one that's blamed is the social worker. When in reality, the one they should blame is the system. Because they put too many cases on these social workers. Because they don't have enough social workers. It's a stressful job. There's more stressful jobs than there is others. But all jobs are stressful. And you have to find the way to find that freedom within yourself. You didn't come here to be slaves of anyone. You came here to learn what you need to learn. And in everything in life, there is a limit. You don't stay in a marriage that's abusive because after a while, you have to realize that enough is enough. A job is enough. I'm not saying to leave your job, to quit your job. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying find a place within you that it's not affecting you the way that it is. Number one, stand up for yourself. in a respectable manner. Number two, outside your job, find something that is positive that you love to do, whether it's playing a guitar, playing a piano, singing, coloring, whatever it may be, find that peace for you. Because that would help a great deal, believe it or not. And realize that you are human. And you can only do but so much in your working field. And when you allow them to treat you as slaves, and you don't do anything about it, then honestly, you deserve what you get. There are always solutions in everything. You just have to find ways to get it. Not in a negative way, in a positive way. Sit down and have a talk. Have a conversation. Share how you feel. And yes, again, you don't have control over what that other person is going to tell you. But it doesn't mean that you're going to allow yourself to get upset of what he or she is telling you. No, don't do that. Because when you see that they respond in a negative way, then you get to really realize that this individual has issues, has problems that don't know how to handle them. Because if she or he did know how to handle it, then the person will say to you, how can we make this work then? How can I help you and you help me? How can we work together then? Then you both put your input and figure out a solution. But if the boss comes like a dog, you're not going to find a solution. And you choose to get angrier at this person. Doesn't help. Doesn't help. You're the one that has to stay calm. Because my answer to you would be, I don't understand why you're giving me this hostility. I don't get it. Because I'm coming here in a very calm way to speak to you as from an adult to an adult. And this is your response. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to leave here and hopefully, when you're ready to have this conversation, I will come back and walk away. Walk away. Don't expect to get the results you want right away. It might not happen. Could it happen? Absolutely. But if it doesn't, walk away. But you're giving this person time to absorb, to think of the things that you said. Can there be a possibility that that person would not even think about it? Absolutely. But if you did everything in your power to make this work and it didn't, then I would go on top of him. And I'm going to tell you something. We all give opportunities to people. But if people are not willing to hear us and hear what we have to say, I'm not settling for just this. I'm going to go higher as I can go to be heard. Is there something wrong with that? Absolutely not. No. Because you matter. You're important. And no one came to this earth to be used as slaves or to be used, period. Or for someone to take advantages of us. That's not what we're here for. We're here to stand up for what we believe in within ourselves. That is our purpose. That is our lessons. But when we go through changes with others who don't understand that, who don't get it, then we have to stand for the things that we believe in. Does it work all the time? No, it might not work all the time. But at least this individual knows where you stand. And that matters. Sooner or later, that will matter to that person. And it's up to you to stand up for that. Listen, nothing is easy. And especially when it comes to working or to stepping, the moment you step out of your home, things become complicated sometimes in life. An appointment that you have to wait and you'll be there for hours. You get upset because why am I here for 4 or 5 hours? What is the purpose of you giving me an appointment? I'm 1 o'clock and I'm going to be seen at 3. So things become a little bit complicated. I park my car and I come and now my car is gone. You know, it becomes complicated because we don't allow ourselves to be aware of things. We don't allow ourselves to see things because we're so involved in other things that, and we're so enraged with our problems, with our issues, that we neglect other things as family. You know, we avoid because we're angry, we're upset, and we don't have time for this, we don't have time for that. But you can't allow a job to do that, to destroy you as a person, as a human being. You have to know your limits. You have to learn what you are capable of, to what extent are you capable of. Accept your weakness, accept your strength. That's part of growing. That's part of life. Nothing is being taken away from you unless you allow it. You're not children. Something bothers you, share it. Don't keep it in. That doesn't make you manly. It doesn't make you more of a woman. It makes you an idiot for now expressing your feelings, your thoughts. You have something to say. Whether at that moment makes sense or not, that's not what's important. What's important that you have something to say. And sometimes when we say it, it might not come out the correct way because we have so much to say and because we held it in for so long that by the time it comes out, it doesn't make sense to others because we held these things inside of us for so long. And then we think that no one is hearing us, but they're laughing at us or they're looking at us like we're crazy. Or they'll say to you, you don't make sense. And that's because you've been holding on to so much inside of you that again, when it comes out, it just doesn't come out the correct way. So you're harming more yourself than you're harming any other human being. And why would you allow that? Because you're not happy in a job. Then speak up, make a difference. Or while you're in that job, find something that pays you more or the same. And still, I'm gonna tell you, it still doesn't guarantee that you're not gonna go through some issues. In every job that a person works, you're going to have issues. Your job, you might be doing good. They're not giving you that much work. You're on top of everything. But now you're dealing with gossip. Now you're dealing with people that are jealous. Now you're dealing with people who don't like you. See, there's always going to be something. But it's up to you to stand up and say, hey, I'm not into this, man. Enough is enough. You go to work to do a job. That's it. You don't go to a job to make friends, to pick up a boyfriend, to pick up a girlfriend. You go to a job to do your job. Yes, be polite, but don't cause more problems in your job, neither.
because sometimes we ourselves do more damage than anybody else in where we work. There's always a limit, always. And if you don't see that, then you're not going to be happy wherever you work. And you're not going to be satisfied wherever you work. It's not going to happen. There are jobs that you'll be able to accept, but not the people, again. Not the circumstances, whatever it may be. There's always going to be something, but it's up to you to stand up. Not to be rude, not to be disrespectful, but let them know in a respectable voice that this is not accepted when it comes to me. Because you can't speak for anybody else. You can only speak for yourself. And then find things out of your job that makes you feel good, that gives you something back to you, because you've earned that. But don't make excuses. I'm tired. I don't have time. There is always time. The problem that I have seen with humans is that they choose not to make time. There is time. You don't have to spend 3 to 4 hours with your children. 40 minutes that you spend with them every day is a lot. An hour is something that you spend with your spouse before you go to bed is a lot. An hour or two that you take for yourself, that's a lot. So don't say you don't have time. Because the only way that I can see that you don't have time is when you allowed yourself to be used and abused as a slave in your job. Then that is your responsibility. Yours. The sad thing about jobs is that everybody can be fired and somebody else will come and take your place. Because there's always someone that will take your place. But if you allowed yourself to stay there, because you feel you need to financially, and you take the abuse and you take being a slave to your job, then you're going to suffer. And anybody that's around you in your circle in your life is going to suffer, meaning your wife, your husband, your children. Let me ask you something. Is it worth it? Ask yourself that question. Is it really worth it? Or is it better to sit down and tell this person that you're giving me all these things to do? It's too much. Because you're afraid that they'll say, well, we can find somebody else that can do it. And I would guarantee you that they could. But that person either won't last. See, we have to reach a point in our life when we have to say enough is enough. And the thing is that humans have become greedy. And sometimes you work not only to pay your bills, to buy things that you don't need, that you think you need, but you don't need. There are people that buy a house. Because if you buy a house, you made it. But there's a lot of sacrifices that you have to do for a house. So while you're pleasing everyone, no one gives a damn because they're not paying for that house. You are. You're the one that's struggling for that house. Because society says, when you bought a house, you made it. Or buying a car. Buying anything that we think that is necessary to have. But if we allow ourselves to live simple, with just simple things, then we realize that the money that we make is not being wasted, but being saved for an emergency. If I get fired, if I decide to say, I don't want to work here anymore. So I have enough money to decide if I want to open a business on my own or look for another job. But we put you put yourself in so much debt that's why you can't afford to leave your job neither. Because you have so much to pay. And that's another factor why people stay in their jobs. Because they can't afford to leave their job financially. But you do it to yourself. And when you do it to yourself, the system likes that. And the reason that the system likes that, because they know that as long as you have bills to pay, and we got you in lockdown, you're going to take the abuse. You're not going to leave. Sometimes it's easier for a person who doesn't have any kind of responsibility to leave their job. And I said some, not all. Single people do that. But when you have responsibility, you feel that you have to take all this crap that is given to you. And I'm telling you, you don't. You can stand up with respect and let people know how you felt. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because you're making your job easier for you. So that when you leave your job that day and you go home to your family, you don't bring that extra burden on them. Just like find something that makes you feel good and it makes you feel important. Something that is positive. I'm not saying to go to a bar and get drunk or go buy drugs. That's not something that is positive. That is something that is ignorant. Because I like when people say, hey, I'm a man. Well, then act like a man. A man that's a man doesn't need to drink, doesn't need these drugs. Face crisis face to face and find solutions, the best solution they could to make themselves feel better. And this goes for women too. The same for women. Find situations that can make you feel good, that can make you feel better, that can make you look at yourself in the mirror and be happy with yourself. And know that you tried and that you're going to continue to try because you matter. You don't allow anything, not a job, not a relationship, to take you down. You pick yourself up and you find the positive solutions because there is solution. You don't have to settle. No one said that you need to or you had to. You chose to settle. You are worth more than that. And can it be easy? Can it say, well, it's easy said? No. It can be done. A lot of my students have done that. I've done that. Even though I got fired majority of the time. But don't go by my record. But a lot of students have stood up. And they made their life easier. You're not here to work from 9 to 5 to 6 being miserable. That's not the purpose. You're here to complete a job. That's what you're here. You're here to complete a job. And that job should not cause you any anguish. It's not the way it should work. But unfortunately, I know that's the way it works. Because in this system, you work with people that are miserable themselves. And they don't know how to relate to another human being. They don't know how to treat another human being. But that doesn't give you the right to also treat somebody like that. I always tell my students, as I tell my children, treat people how you like to be treated. And it doesn't mean that they're going to treat you that way, because you just showed them. Because it takes time to teach. And it takes time to be patient. And you can say to yourself, oh, now I have to teach my boss, and now I have to teach these people. Yes. We all teach each other. Some of us are willing to learn. Some of us are not willing to learn. Every human being is a teacher one way or the other. Because some form of way we teach something. That's who we are. We are so many things. And you don't give yourself enough credit to see these things that you are capable of. You're not just capable of working from 9 to 5 and making other people rich. You're capable of so much more. And you need to find that within yourself. So it makes you feel at ease. Then you can deal with anything and everything that comes your way, because you're willing to take time for yourself and see what's inside of you. But we're so blinded by the power, by the money, that we don't see beyond. Because we don't think that we can make a difference, that we can change within ourselves. But you could, if you give yourself again that opportunity. Everything starts from you. How you want to live. How peaceful you want to live. That's up to you, man. You don't bring the world into your home. Those are your temple where you're at. You leave that world out there. But when you enter your room, your house, whatever, that is your temple. And while you're home, build up your energy by doing the things that you love to do, the things that give you that peace. So when you go back out there, you're prepared and you find yourself not struggling as you've done many, many, many times. It becomes easier. And you might think it's impossible. And I'll say to you, nothing is impossible. Nothing. The world can be in fire. And believe it or not, you still can be in peace. Because you have to realize that you have no control when it comes to that system out there. But you do have control of standing up for yourself to another human being. To allow that human being to know that you are someone to be respected. Because you've earned it by working, by being there on time, by doing the best to your abilities, by doing more than what it was asked of you. So you've earned that time to tell this person, this here is unacceptable. You've earned that. And as long as you know you've earned that, then you have every right to stand up for yourself. Don't ever be afraid of that. But always, always do it with respect and humble. Being angry, being frustrated, being evil, being bad is not going to get you anywhere. Do it
the proper way. Allow yourself to be free within you. Allow yourself to give that peace within you. Don't think that you don't deserve it. You do. And I get it. We work because we earn to support our family. We work because we need it to support our family, our bills. We earn to do what we need to do in this world. I get it. But also remember, don't over put yourself in debt. Don't overdo it neither, because you also have to take responsibility for that. Do you understand that? Buy what is necessary for you to have in your temple of your home, where you feel comfort and you feel peace. Let's not overdo it. Don't buy something you cannot afford, so you'll be in debt. Buy something that you could afford and because you need it. All these things are up to you to wake up, to learn. These are your things that you choose or you choose not to do. And you don't have to do it. But if you choose not to, you have no right to complain neither. You need to grow up. Being an adult, again, it's about fulfilling a circle. Little things make you mature, makes you an adult, makes you a woman, makes you a man, makes you a father, makes you a mother. Everything is about circles. And when you fulfill that circle, then you've done what it was necessary for you to do as a person, as a worker, as a father, as a mother, as a person who's responsible, a person who's mature. Life is difficult. No, let me take that back. Life is hard because you make it hard. Life will always be difficult, and we cannot run away from that. As much as we try, we can't not run away from it. But you don't have to make it hard neither. Sad, bad things happen. I get it. But it's not the end of the world neither. Like I tell people, death is not the end. It's just the beginning. And every day you get up, every day of your life that you get up, it's always a new beginning. Always. How you choose to start that beginning, it's up to you and no one else. So either you learned the easy way or you learned the hard way. Allow pride and ego to take over. That's up to you. But I want to take this moment before I close up to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And may the new year bring all of you light. May the new year bring you knowledge and wisdom. May the new year woke you up this year of 2020. May it wake you up to do better within your life. Allow yourself to see the person that's inside of you. May this new year you get to see it and embrace it and allow yourself to learn and grow. May you in the new year be blessed with love, laughter, joy, and peace. And those that celebrate will be out there celebrating. Please don't drink and drive. Do not end your life out of ignorance. If you get drunk, allow someone else to drive or take a cab home. And if you know you love to drink and love to get drunk, stay home. Be safe.
not only for your safety, but for another person's safety. Don't let this year become a sad one, but let it become a good one. So please, do not drive while you're high on drugs or alcohol. I would like you to continue to hear my podcasts, as selfish as I might be. But seriously, please take care of yourself. Be happy. And decide, what is it in your life that you need and you want? Decide what's important to you. Decide that this year you will stand up for yourself. Decide that this year you want more peace. Decide this year that you're going to be more careful financially and not waste money foolishly. But know that it's important to save in an emergency. Allow yourself to stand up and be strong and courageous. Allow yourself to be the greatest that you can be in anything positive that you choose to allow yourself to see. Don't allow fear to stop you. Don't do that. The unknown is not scary. It is not at all. And I know that because I always open that door to the unknown. And I always can't wait to open it to see what awaits for me. Because whatever it does, whatever it is behind that door, I'm prepared. Good, bad, or indifference, it's okay. Because I'm fortunate it's part of growing and making me better. So don't ever be afraid of the unknown. Just be prepared by getting to know who and what you are and building up your strength and courage. And again, being the person that you're meant to be. You matter. You're important. You're special. And don't let anybody tell you different. Stop believing in yourself. Believe in your truth that you see within you. Give yourself that gift for Christmas. And give that freedom for yourself for the new year. So that you can sleep better and laugh more. So I say this to you all. Please have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please be around for the year 2020. Not only for you, but for your family and your friends that love you. Take care. And I wish you the very, very best. And hopefully, next year, you will continue to hear me again. And I hope that you have enjoyed my lessons. And I say enjoy because I want it to be a positive thing. So I bid you goodbye in the year 1919. And I welcome you again in the year 2020 when I record again. Goodbye. Send you love. And I humble myself to you all as I bow to you all. And thank you for taking the time to hear me, which it means a lot to me. And I hope that it's somewhere, somehow, it has helped you, because that is my purpose, to help, not to take, but to give. Continue allowing yourself to be more happy. And you deserve to be loved, even if it's by yourself. Goodbye again.